There was high drama on opening day in Jacksonville with just 23 seconds left. The Jaguars down by four with an opportunity to make it on fourth and one. And Allen Hurns was dropped short of the marker. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. The Packers hold on to win 27-23. And to a lot of people around the NFL, it seems like progress for the Jaguars, but not to the Jaguars themselves.
If we'd have played them last year, they'd have beat us, you know, 28-14. And the year before that, they might have beat us 48-0. I don't know. I think we feel like we have a team here that has the ability to be successful. Gus and David Schott have put all the pieces in place, and it's time for us to go play. And we expect to be the best team on the field every time we get on it.
We're getting better. We want our best, and you know, but we weren't at our best today. You know, there was a few things that we got to get corrected. So, that's not how they feel in the locker room right now.
Week in, week out, you know, that's our expectations here. You know, we go out here and we go compete to the best of our abilities, and we feel like we can step on the field with any team. And, you know, we didn't finish this game, but, you know, we're going to get it rolling.
The Jaguars offense, we expected to see the ability to run the ball and pound the Packers, never materialized because Chris Ivory was admitted to the hospital early Sunday morning. That left it all on T.J. Yeldon, and it just wasn't enough.
I found out this morning I was even bracing that he wasn't going to play. You know, D-Rock came and told me, you know, and I just told D-Rock it was on us, you know, we don't have to carry the load. But, you know, I feel like we did okay, but, you know, we can get better. You know, we got to look at the film and see what we can improve at.
Well, when you can't control the clock with the ground game, Aaron Rodgers gets the ball back. And you saw what he did at the very end of the first half, regaining the lead with a touchdown pass with 13 seconds left. The Jaguars just couldn't figure him out in time.
Relatively for the second half of the second quarter, I think that he did what he did, and he did what he do best, and that's just improvise and make plays, and that's why he's one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. And you know, rolling over into the, you know, they kind of hit us with some tempos, and you know, they just start making plays, and we didn't.
A few game notes to share with you. Other than Chris Ivory, it appears the Jaguars got out of the game pretty healthy, and for the first time now in his seventh NFL season, Tyson Alualu did not play in a Jaguars game. Jaguars fall 27-23 on opening day to the Green Bay Packers and come back tomorrow to get ready for the San Diego Chargers next week. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.